Hi, this is Arik Skuza, and welcome back, or welcome for the first time, in Artificial Intelligence and Product Strategy podcast. Today, I would like to discuss again Metaverse, and specifically, I would like to talk about digital twins. I was recently studying a few articles that were published by McKinsey, and I were reading them, going a little bit through the analyzing process, inciting a little bit, and then melting that with my own experience, and decided to record this podcast. My podcasts are usually about 5 to 10 minutes because I believe in bite-sized learning a lot. So hopefully today I will be able to fit that time frame too. What could digital twins do for your business? This is going to be a very specific recording today because few very intelligent people, very big brains, were discussing the digital twins. First of all, what digital twin actually is? Is actually a digital representation of the physical object. And we could finish the definitions with the period here and say, yes, this is a digital representation of the physical object. But in fact, it's not true. And a good example is Google Earth. If you look at the Google Earth, we could say that this is a digital representation of the physical object, which is the planet Earth. But without direct access to the data, digital Earth would not be interesting for us because it will not be up to date. So digital twin is actually a representation of a physical object with the direct access to the data that in real time updates that digital representation. And then the Google Earth makes sense. So if we look at the Google Earth, which is a digital twin, it is a digital representation of physical object with direct access to the data that updates that object. That data, in terms of in case of the Google Earth, comes from satellites and probably different data points too, which makes this Google Earth updated. But with Google Earth, we have one issue. If you look Google Maps and you go Street View, you quickly realize that sometimes that street view, that digital representation, is not updated. You might see the building that is actually already done and built in the physical world, which is not present yet in Google Maps, Google Street View. So digital twins is something more. It's digital representation of the physical object with real-time data access. And if we're talking about Google Maps and we're talking about traffic data to optimize your driving routes, that is the digital twin, because you have a seamless, no delayed experience with that data updating your digital twin. So wrapping it up, digital twin is a digital representation of the physical object with real-time updates based on data. So what can digital twin do to your business? Well, a lot of things. First one of the biggest areas of value is reducing time to market and development and product development time. Let me give you an example of the toothbrush. If you're using one of the smart toothbrush that is actually adjusting to type of the teeth or type of the disease you are trying to remove or bacteria you're trying to remove from your mouth, you know that the way you use the time of the day you're using that, the times of the brush you use actually influence the performance and influence the goal you wanted to achieve. Some people might be removing the specific bacteria. Some of them just might be just giving a little bit of the massage to to your mouth. Some I might be trying to remove stains or or something else from the tooth. So that is a personalization. So personalization loves patterns. Depends on what kind of exercise, let me call it exercise, I'm trying to conduct, that toothbrush can adjust how it's brushing, when it's brushing, what's the tempo of brushing, and how the toothbrush actually works. That is a personalization. If you imagine just toothbrush, it's pretty intelligent device. So before you want to put that toothbrush on the market, you need to test it. You need to make sure that you actually address your target customer's needs. You need to be aware of type of disease people are trying to fight with, type of different styles of brushing than expecting and things like that, which are patterns. As we know, artificial intelligence love patterns. Artificial intelligence can find patterns. If we're talking about unsupervised algorithms, they are ideal for finding patterns if the set of data which is not pattern discovered yet. So, speaking about our toothbrush, before you even build a prototype, a physical prototype, even if it's 3D printed, you can build a digital twin. And companies are actually using that now. They built a digital twin of the brush, of the toothbrush, and they can give access to that digital toothbrush to people and ask them for different styles. Try they want they companies can ask them for evaluating the different programs or modes that that toothbrush can perform. So the company that is about to release the new toothbrush, instead of building a prototype, can engage target audience a little bit faster, a little bit earlier in the process, which reduce time to market. How? You can remove those unnecessary features, or you can remove those unnecessary. So you can test, companies can test a lot of features before even printing the 3D prototype. Second, it's actually testing every single prototype variant. So instead of having one or two prototypes of this toothbrush, the company like a Braun or Oral can develop several different prototypes in the digital twins, and depends on how people are interact with these digital twins, they can leverage the real-time data access and modify those toothbrush on the go while people are testing them. The similar feature can be developed in the digital games. Depends on how you interact with the environment. That environment is being built depends on your preferences. So if you make better progress with running that soldier in a forest than in a city, the game can produce the environment that you prefer on real time by actually sucking a lot of data that you produce while playing, and then the environment will be adjusting to that data set. The same can happen with toothbrush. If you can imagine, another thing is your next watch. That watch can be designed in digital world as well as a digital twin. And by interacting with that watch in a digital twin world, by wearing that watch on your avatar, the company can build different prototypes of this watch, depends on the style you use that. And style is always a pattern, which is again very appreciated by artificial intelligence. The third value of digital twins is, for instance, manufacturing process, meaning that after you simulate the product in manufacturing, it will allow you to see where there are flaws in the design in order to better manufacture it. That can help to adjust the manufacturing process. And we know that Daimler Chrysler helped let people to drive the virtual cars before they went to production. By driving them with this Oculus on their heads, customers provide a lot of real-time data to the digital twin performance, and afterwards, digital twin help to design better cars, which is also a case that the use case that BMW is leveraging. So Digital twins can deliver three types of value. First, reducing time to market. Second, build more prototypes, which helps to pick up or choose the better version of the product. And third, adjust the manufacturing process. So there is also a fourth factor, which is kind of the consequence of these three I mentioned before. There is a revenue increase because you can test the product faster, reduce time to market, and adjust the manufacturing process. Your margin can be more adjusted. That means that you can reach higher revenue, lower cost, which influence your margin in a positive way. So, interesting thing is, what the company needs to do to actually leverage digital twins. Well, there's actually important things. You need to be a digitally mature company. Those companies that still are using a lot of manual processing, repetitive tasks that are doing by people, like copying, pasting, not leveraging API cultures, not actually building environment where data is going from one department to another department, those companies cannot leverage digital twins effectively. Why? The answer is in the definition. Digital twin is a physical, it's a digital representation of physical object plus real-time data. If you don't have a real-time data automatically flowing, your digital twin will be just digital representation without that real-time update factor. But what is also important, to have a great use case you can start with. How to build a great use case? That's the use case that can quickly influence your customers and bring the value to the company. And this toothbrush example I've shared, it's an excellent one. If you leverage a next version of this intelligence toothbrush with customers, you can quickly upgrade the product and put it on the market. And the use case is, people can address more goals with just simply brushing their teeth daily. So instead of brushing them, they can brushing them for the purpose. And the purpose can be removing a stain, remove the bacteria or any other disease or something that they want to remove. We know that we brush the teeth just to clean them. But with digital twins, you can actually test and in real time, a lot of different modes that that toothbrush can deliver. So the great use case, it's very, very important. First, you have to be digital matured company. Second, you need to have a great use case. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I hope to talk to you soon.